Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox from FindingFertility.co, and I created this podcast to help get you to start thinking outside of the box and realize that your infertility might have nothing to do with your lady bits. Rooted in functional medicine and personal experience, Finding Fertility is all about looking at the whole body and finding the root cause of your infertility. Finding Fertility does not diagnose, prescribe, or treat any issues of infertility. But what we do is take a holistic approach and improve your diet and your lifestyle to get you steps closer to creating your dream family. Just by being here with me, listening to this podcast, you're already going down the right path to making your dreams come true. Let's do this together. Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Finding Fertility. Thank you so much for joining me and becoming the conscious mama you were born to be. We are on the second half of last week's podcast, so I'm super excited to continue the conversation. So without further ado, here's today's episode.
When things don't go your way, because I can almost confidently say for most people, they're just not.
Not all the time. No. I mean, it's
not right away.
Well, and it's the interesting thing, you know, literally in life, period, in health and in life in general, like, how are we ever raised with this idea that life, like, you know, if we do the right things, everything's going to just go the way we want? Like, no.
Yeah.
You know, yes, do the right things. And that'll, you know, again, that word resilience comes up. And I think it's such an important word for anybody who's trying to get pregnant is this idea of, you know, not getting stuck and creating resilience in your body, in your mindset, and because you are going to need it.
Yeah.
You know, even in a perfect world, somebody who doesn't have any fertility challenges still needs to be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
I know you've got pretty woo-woo out there with some of the spiritual things and stuff. I'm really just wondering from your point of view, how can they bring that in the whole surrender part, right? Because I think, you know, if you're talking about manifestation and law of attraction, the surrender part kind of gets doesn't get talked about enough, right? So type of thing, but it's that surrendering that I think is the hardest for women dealing with any issue, really, and not having that control, right? We want to control every single step. From your point of view,
I'm a planner. I love making a good plan,
right? Where does that surrender piece come through? I can only say on a spiritual level, because really, I don't see surrender being a masculine thing or a doing thing, right? Or maybe I'm wrong.
You know, I get what you're saying. I actually think it really can be a masculine thing. In true masculinity, I think true masculinity does encompass surrender as well. Because if you think of, and this is a kind of later in my life discovery, how I used to think of masculinity was kind of hard, you know? Yeah. And so in my old ideas, which I think were totally wrong, of what was masculine and what was feminine, and you couldn't be strong and be feminine, and you couldn't be, you know, gentle and kind and surrender and be masculine. And what I realized is that's also wrong.
Yeah.
It's not. And so to me, true masculinity is the strength within the surrender. It's, and I agree with you of like, oh my gosh, like, tell me what to eat, how to move, what to do, how to detox, all the things, so much easier than like really getting me to turn inward and surrender, especially when you're talking about, and I've been there, I want that baby. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened. I want, you know, and you know this, and I know this, the tighter we hold it, the less likely. I mean, it's almost like, think of like a magnetic, you know, poles opposite, you know, they're not pulling toward each other. You're pushing what you want away when you hold it so tightly.
Yeah.
And again, so easy to say for me in this moment. It's certainly not something I knew how to do 30 years ago when I was first trying to have children. But it is, the surrender is where the magic is. Like, that is exactly how you manifest, mm-hmm. is by letting go.
Yeah. What's your best advice for letting go then?
I think it's a process. And I think, again, you know, you talk about exercising your brain, right? Exercising your mindset. We're talking about exercising all of these connections in different parts of the body. And I would say, start with stuff you don't even care that, like, you're not that invested in, so that you can kind of buy into the process. Right. So you're not going to start with, if you're 3 years into a fertility journey, that's not the place to first try to surrender,
yeah,
and feel the magic. So I say, start with something that's not, you're not as invested in the outcome. So it's so you can feel it, right? Like, you literally, it's amazing. As you let go and surrender, the universe gives you what you were hoping for. And it does, it sounds so, it is so woo-woo, right? It's, yeah, yeah. I very much, it's funny, you know, what we call woo-woo is just really old science, mm-hmm. you know? So for years I studied ancient Chinese medicine energy, and quantum physics. It's science. It's not woo-woo. I joke, I used to study with so many engineers who you wouldn't think would be drawn to that, but they are, because there is science behind it and it works. And so for thousands of years, some have known that, you know, when we surrender and let go is when we receive. Mm-hmm. And so I really do, though, I think, like, almost doing it as an exercise,
yeah.
of, you know, like, oh, I mean, silly. And I use it. This isn't just, I want to heal, like, use it for a parking space. I went to another conference this past week, and we pulled into the airport, and the signs on the way into the airport said that even the economy lots on both sides of the airport were full. And we were like, what? Like, it hasn't been that way in years, for obvious reasons. But
yeah,
we pulled in, and it was like, okay, well, you know, and I said, well, I'm manifesting a parking spot. Like, we're going to get, and there's a certain area in the airport that I always like to, like, it's just my first go-to when I pull in, to the point that last year I went to a friend's wedding, but like, it's like a family wedding. My kid's godmother's, her son, it's like a sibling, but not blood. And we kind of all flew out at different times. And the funniest thing was, when we landed, my son, my daughter, and I were all parked within 5 cars away from each other at the airport. We left different days, different times. But so we pulled into the full parking lot. And again, I didn't sit in the car, you know, with my hands clenched, thinking, you know, parking spot. And no, I just took a moment, took a breath, and said, you know, I would like to manifest a spot, easy to find, close in. We got the first spot in the row I always park in, closest to the, like, it, and I didn't care how close it was. And again, it didn't matter if we didn't find that parking spot. No, but like, fun little stuff like that, So you can feel that feeling because it really is like, no way. Come on. How does that work? It works.
Yeah.
So I say just, you know, like exercise, like you wouldn't just be like, oh, I'm going to exercise. I think I'll run an Ironman tomorrow. Like, right. Yeah. So don't be like, oh, I'm going to
manifest this baby. Yeah, exactly.
And I'll get pregnant next month. Like, no, start small so you can actually start to feel what that feels like.
Yeah.
And I do think having either a breath work practice, a meditation practice, some already having some kind of a practice that where you know you can get out of that sympathetic stress state, even if for a moment. I don't know. So when the first thing I said was I took a breath, right? Well, I took a breath to make sure I was in that parasympathetic, which is the healing state. It's also the open state where we get to connect to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And I'm kind of a true believer that it, like you say, it's a process.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you just have to get sick of your own bullshit, right? Like you just get to a stage where you're like, okay, I've tried holding on really, really hard. It's not working. I can't do it anymore. And then that's when the surrender comes in.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you give up on your diet or your practices or your lifestyles, or you bring back in the Tide washing liquid. You know, that's not what surrendering
is. Please don't do that. No, it's not throwing in the towel. It's not quitting.
It's not quitting.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
It's so not quitting. I had the opportunity years ago to attend a family member went to rehab, and I went to like the family weekend kind of at the end of his stay at rehab, and that was where I learned the Serenity Prayer. And I cannot tell you how many, and I've never gone through a 12-step program. I'm very familiar with them. I've studied them. But I cannot tell you how often, not necessarily even consciously, in my life that Serenity Prayer has, like, there's the gold, right? Is that knowing when to loosen the grip and knowing when to surrender. Because like you said, guaranteed, not everything is going to go as you planned. Mm-hmm. And so surrendering to that and understanding whether it's, you know, loss or is painful in the moment, it's that there, you'll get to see the reason later why there's a greater good. You know, I think of all those mamas you help and I think, you know, gosh, I know your journey sucked when you were in it, right? You're still on it, but there were parts that were, you know, terrible.
Yeah.
And, but what a beautiful gift it's become for so many, right? Everybody listening, for example. So, you know, we don't get to see that in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's there if we just let go a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, my listeners know that, I am actually grateful for my infertility. I know that there was a reason between years 6 and 8. I kind of started questioning those reasons.
Right. While you were still in it.
I was like, have I not been through enough? Yeah. But yeah. And, you know, whether you believe everything happens for a reason or not, I think what it comes down to is that you get to choose what you believe. You get to choose the stories associated with what physically happens to you. And I think that's an amazing gift. And then at the same time, a really big responsibility too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is this balance between, you know, because then the far side of that on that spectrum is like, well, why should it, like you said, like, you know, don't quit. There is that responsibility. So the, why should I eat well, or what, you know, what, like, why should I even try if it's all like predetermined? And no, that's not what we're saying. So you have to find that balance of understanding that we don't get to control everything. We definitely don't control timing in life either. And I, like you, I mean, my autoimmune issues were the biggest gift of my life in hindsight. And if you had asked me this, if I felt that way 20 years ago, I probably would have kicked you or something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And in hindsight, I remember, and I love that because you made me like, oh, I have some work to do around that. I remember when I got home from surgery with my ectopic pregnancy, there was a person in my life that, who was in the family that I was not close with, who made the comment, at least, you know, you could get pregnant. And here I am 30 years later. And I'm like, you know, like I remember that conversation. But it's all lenses, right? She was right. She was right. Yeah.
It's like you say, it's the timing, it's the delivery. I always say, I just don't think people know what to say.
Right.
And so instead of just not saying anything and letting the air just be still and uncomfortable for a little bit, they feel like they need to fill it. And just sentiments come out that they don't realize are very impactful to you at the time. And you're just not, you're rightly so, you're not in the right headspace, you know? Like, I don't even care if you were a Buddhist monk, like after an experience like
that. Any big loss like that is,
people, and it is, it's not until you can take a step back and have that radical responsibility of like, that's their own shit. I'm not taking that on me.
Right.
But it's hard to get there. And it's hard to stay there when you're in these big life moments, you know?
And that's where we get to just keep coming back. It's like meditation, right? Mm-hmm. If we notice all of a sudden we're making the shopping list, we didn't fail the meditation, just return to it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, you know, it's the same. I used to think like, oh, I can't meditate because like, I really suck at this. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, it's the exercise. It's the same thing in life. It's like, we all are going to in one way or another kind of slip off our ideal baseline, even if it's mindset wise, right? Or heart space or, diet, you know, detergent, whatever it is, just come back to center, reset. Yeah. Because sometimes you'll be re-energized that way than trying to like stay, you know, perfection. That's another thing that why people end up, you know, seeing me and seeing you is this strive for perfection thing that we somehow got in our head that if we strive for perfect, it'll all work out.
Yeah. Oh, right? I have to talk my clients off of their to-do list, their fertility to-do list. I'm like, Jesus, that is like contributing
and
to
then
fertility
they're gonna
issues.
Follow it by, no, I'm not stressed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stressed now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's and those are like maybe a good step of like really look at your list, look at your supplement list, look at these things that are, you know, are too long and start surrendering that way. Like, okay, I'm not going to take the royal jelly. I can say this because I ate tubes of those, that stuff. But just surrendering, like find something in your regime that you can
let go of
and surrender and go, okay, that's not going to get me pregnant this month. I can let go of that. And that's probably a good way to start feeling that surrender and release of control.
Yeah. Which I love. And the another really fun one is, it's a little different as far as like spiritual surrender, but it gives you kind of that same satisfaction hit. And it's really good teaching, is that find that thing on the list that you really hate doing. Either just don't, or find somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
Either way, it's like a shocking that the world will still continue to turn. Really. And then we lose. We're like, oh, it's not, doesn't all have to be all on us. You know, mm-hmm. we aren't, I had one client. So one of the things in with mindset we do right away now is, and it'll be different for each client and where they are at that moment in their journey, is create a healing statement. And the healing statement really is that tipping the scale I was talking about. It's like planting an idea. So you don't even have to believe it. It's mm-hmm. okay. Just keep, you know, just as long as you're saying it. And for one client, her first healing statement she ever made was, and it was because, you know, like it came out of my mouth to her. And then it was like, we both were like, oh, you know, is, you know, I don't have to hold the sky up. Like she, you know, she runs several businesses and has kids and this and that and that and this, and wonders why she can't heal. And is like, oh, wait a minute. Like, if you let your arms down for a second, the sky is not falling.
Yeah.
You know? And so we're at whatever that is for you is, I tell people, you know, sometimes it's the big thing, right? Obviously, you know, I am pregnant. So it's not, I wouldn't even say I will get pregnant. It's, I am pregnant.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just start telling your cells now what you want them to be doing. But it could be, I sleep well at night. It could be a smaller piece that you think is probably part of that bigger picture.
Yeah. I mean, with fertility, it's always great to have that main goal. But what we talk about is, it's hard to see results, right? Because you think that you're
there's
failing.
There's nothing incremental that you can see.
Yeah, we got to focus on little goals that we can see and feel and feel that are achievable. And as you know, all those goals add up to fertility.
Of course. Yeah. And it's all about, I mean, in any kind of coaching, it's all about the little achievable goals. You know, I always am talking my clients into like, start simple. That's why it's like with the surrender, start with a parking space or something. Like, don't jump to the baby. Like, let's just get this going and create those wins. And like you said, they add up, they snowball, and that's what leads you to your goals.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad that you came on, Julie, for us to just have a chat and share your wisdom with us, because I know you are full of it. Let our listeners know where they can find you.
Absolutely. A great place to find me is jm.coach, because from there you can find the podcast, which is Inspired Living with Autoimmunity. Check out the episode Monica did with me, or my website, Julie Michael. Everything is Julie Michelson. I say spelled wrong, no A. So on social, my website is also juliemichelson.com. It's all, I much like you, it's, I try to keep it all the same.
Well, I think you're such a light in the functional medicine and autoimmune space, and obviously just in the world as well. I'm so glad we connected, and thank you so much once again for coming on.
Thank you for having me right back at you. You are a joy, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thanks. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Finding Fertility podcast. If you're loving this podcast, please leave us a rating and review and let us know how this podcast is supporting you to get steps closer to creating your dream family. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next Friday for another episode of the Finding Fertility podcast.